It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, baby, that's me. Welcome back to Sports Attack here on Sports Overnight America, part of the Sports Byline USA family. It's a nice cluster of hosts. Hope you're enjoying it. I'm last in line, but that's all right because I'm first in the morning. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA, and if Twitter is more your thing. And for many of you, it is. Look, we only get you for a brief period of time, so we're using any and all ways of communicating with you. And what that means is this. Although you can hear us on Sirius XM, which is a beautiful thing, and you can get us in many of the cities that we're on all around the country. I don't know, a dozen or so floating around here, maybe even more. If you're plugging into your personal device to start the day, or even if you're sitting at your desk, you can get me here on the attack. Look, you go to our award-winning website, ABN Award, of course, according to Christy Canyon, and you click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there for you. If you have your personal device, iPhone, tablet, iPoppy, the Android, whatever it is, you know, go for it. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, click on the Listen Live /talk. We are right there. It's the way to go about it. You get it? We got it. We're there. So, you know, we appreciate it. We're there for you each and every morning. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, the American Forces Radio Network is really the way we go. We like to rock and roll with it for a number of reasons. I'm actually heading down to Philly this weekend. But each and every year, we're down there for Army and Navy. We have fun with the kids. We respect them because they're running towards the action while we're running away from it. So, look, it comes right down to this. You see somebody in a uni, show the respect. Same as you would for the flag. Not on just Memorial Day, not on just Veterans Day. Go up to them, thank them, give them a hearty handshake, and be on your way. And look, you know, quite frankly, I don't care which it is. Grab a cup of coffee, whatever the circumstances are. You know, anything you can do to thank these kids is relevant and important. All right, let's step aside. When we come back, we'll set the table for you. We'll start off with the NBA. I'll give you that much of a hint. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
To Lumber Liquidators Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Since you'll likely be spending more time in your outdoor space this summer, it's a good idea to take some time early in the season to clear out space in your storage area. You can take old paint cans to a hazardous waste drop-off point, sell or give away items you no longer want, and organize what's left into zones like garden tools, sports gear, and household tools. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Father's Day sale at your local Ace. Save $100 or more on what Dad really wants. That's right. Save $100 or more on select gifts from Traeger, Craftsman, and DeWalt. The best brands for Dad under one roof. And with so many great gifts at your neighborhood Ace, Father's Day shopping has never been easier. Hurry in for the Father's Day sale right now at Ace.
Offers valid on select items through June 18th at participating stores only. See store for details.
Celtics get into it quickly. Horford, he's got a mismatch. Irving's got an open three. Bottom. Timeout, Brooklyn. 7 seconds left. High screen from Horford. Irving uses it. Fires up the three. Connects. Irving. Oh, that's special. 49-48. Brooklyn. Turnover. Hollis Jefferson. There's the first turnover from the starters. Irving leans in. Contorts his body and gets the deuce.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, you're back with the Attack, Bob Black. You, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, it's a great time of year in many ways, just because of the fact that there's no huge stories going on unless somebody gets arrested or something along those lines. But, you know, we get to play around a little bit, and we're going to be talking to some NBA. However, there are some storylines, including a new coach with the Raptors, as they were last in line to get theirs done. But Kyrie, he is committed this year, or contractually committed this year, to the Celtics. But he's also recovering from yet another knee procedure. He is now in the league for a number of years now. He's been in for 2011, so he's no kid anymore. And he's talking about not making any commitment to extending with the Celtics until next summer, summer of 2019. He intends to play his contract out, which I find it interesting because the Celtics can offer him the max extension. However, he's talking about going into free agency and just letting it roll that way, which is a bit risky. Now, you know, here's a guy, 24.5 points and 5 assists in the 60 games that he played with the Celtics before he got hurt, missed the last 15 games of the regular season and the playoffs. He's had a couple of procedures on his knee now. He had a separate surgery and made a repair deviated septum, but, you know, that's nothing. Says he feels good. With the deviated septum, he should actually be able to breathe better. And we'll see. But I do find it interesting because Kyrie, he liked playing with Boston. He certainly fit within their system, and they were definitively a threat. He's 26 years old, so theoretically, he should be coming into his prime. But he has had multiple knee injuries. He is a smallish guy. He's 6'3", yeah, but fudge an inch or so. He's a 193. He's not one of those chiseled guys. He hasn't lost a step, not by any means. But he's a guy that within the Celtics system at this point truly makes them superior. In other systems, would still be a great player, and ask Cleveland whether or not they missed him or not. But he'd be 27. hopefully healthy, but he would be looking for a five-year deal. Theoretically, he would be in his prime to get said deal. I'm sure he would like to pick and choose where he would go. They talked to him about reuniting with LeBron somewhere and whatever the circumstances were. But the overall reality is this. Kyrie Irving is a great player who may end up on the market. And the Boston Celtics are going to have some hard, hard decisions to make. They have Terry Rozier, who played great, but finally got exposed a little bit in the playoffs. They are parallel players. Rozier's younger. Rozier's under contract for less money. Rozier is no Kyrie Irving, but he showed you that possibly he could be. He had games, you know, the game, the 109-99 loss against Cleveland, he dropped 28 on him. He scored in double digits pretty consistently, except the last game, where in his 36 minutes, he was 2 of 14. Kyrie Irving ain't going to throw up a 2 for 14. Now, let's be fair. Terry Rozier had never been put in that position before. They put a lot of weight on his shoulders in his second year in the league to carry this basketball team. But he showed in many ways that he's probably capable of it somewhere down the line. So you're going to have to sit there if you're Danny Ainge in Boston and make a serious decision in that, do we move forward with Kyrie and dangle Terry Rozier out there as a trade chip to somebody in the draft this year? Because you would have him under contract at a very, very reasonable price. His original rookie deal, you'd have him for two more years. And turn over your starting point guard responsibilities to him? Or do you try to move Kyrie in the blockbuster? But the caveat of that, with that, of course, is the fact that he's coming off a knee injury. You've got all kinds of options out there. There's a lot of people in Boston who would be more than happy to move Kyrie out of there. You know, as far as proven talent-wise, it would be stupid to do that. Because you're on the cusp of a championship here with this Celtic team. You've got one more opportunity to maybe get that particular piece, bring in said piece, and maybe win your championship. So we'll see. But I found it interesting in Kyrie's comments because he's also reading the handwriting on the wall. He's got problems with where he is going to end up landing. He's trying to use his leverage as best he can. But he also recognizes that the Celtics can't pay everybody. They've got decisions with Marcus Smart. They have decisions with him. They already have big dollar players on the books. They're going to have other guys down the line that need big dollars. They also need to add another big man up front. There are guys out there, guys like Brook Lopez and people like that, who you should be able to get a bit on the cheap. I mean, I keep saying this, but I to me, at this point in his career, sign a guy like Brook Lopez for a decent salary and bring him in, and you got a low post presence that you haven't had, and it'd work. But you look at this, and like I said, I found this interview very intriguing because Kyrie also recognizes what's going on here. He didn't even rule out a reunion with LeBron. And I'm sure that conversation will take place. But he can't go anywhere right now. The Celtics have his rights. But he's willing to roll the dice and play it out. But if he gets hurt again next year, you know, anytime you're coming off knees, you never know. And again, they're going to have to figure out how to get Gordon Hayward back into the mix. A lot of intrigue in C-Town. Celtics are a very talented, very good team who still couldn't get over the hump. and have to be able to tweak it and add the right pieces to make their run next year. So we're gonna find out whether or not Kyrie Irving is going to be a part of that or not. And we'll see. Not the easiest of conversations to have. All right, when we come back, we're going to continue with the NBA. A little LeBron talk, a little draft talk. Draft is right around the corner. There's some projections out there on who's going to go where. It's a deep, deep and interesting draft. Unless you're the Knicks, because you're one slot out of getting a real impact player, at least in my opinion. We'll be back right after this brief timeout. Please don't go anywhere. This is the Sports Attack on Sports Overnight America.
Lost it through his legs. Scooped up by Irving. Irving ahead. Extra feed. Oh, a special delivery. Brown to Tatum on a rack attack.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
And LeBron James and Nia Keenan, and that's what the crowd was waiting for.
Oh, Keenan doing some mouthing. It is Keenan. You knew he was going to mouth off at some point. Here we go.
Keenan started the whole thing.
Yeah. And you said before the game he's mouthy. Here we go.
He's mouthy, yes.
Mr. Tough Guy. We got a double foul. We got a technical foul as well. Maybe double text. Keenan was outspoken because of LeBron's comments the other night. Nia Keenan got involved or in front of LeBron. They gave him a little shove. And a little shove.
Oh, man.
And here comes the police force.
Right.
Oh, look at this, Keenan.
See, Keenan, he should be the one that should be thrown out.
I agree.
He incited the riot right there.
He wasn't even in the play.
He wasn't even in the play. And see, this is where referees have to take control of the game.
And they have to know
what's going on out there.
And what's been brewing the last 24 hours.
I mean, Canner should not have been anywhere near that situation.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the NBA, not the least of which is intrigue, to be kind. The players have the hammer right now. We were talking about it before with Kyrie. You know, you've got LeBron right now opting out, not opting out, whatever the circumstances are. However it plays out, there is always movement in the NBA. GMs as a whole have very little control over anything, only the players that they have. And it's a tightrope in that they have to be very careful what they say and how they say it to their players, because one thing can tick them off and they're out the door. And don't kid yourself. When you look at any team with star players, that one particular thing can send them out the door, because everybody thinks they're LeBron. And LeBron, and we've talked about it, you know, the various different places he can land or not land, as the case may be. It, you know, with the names are familiar. They're all out there. And that's okay. You know, if he decides to stay in Cleveland, great. He goes to L.A., great. If he goes to Philly, great. Now, Charles Barkley came out yesterday and said he ain't going to Philly. All right, Charles, well, you've been wrong before. You're going to be wrong again. I still think that's his best landing spot. You know, we've talked about it here, and during the playoffs we talked about it a bit, but the reality is this. If you go west, young man, you're not going to get out of the Western Conference. Maybe, if you go to Houston. You're not going to get out if you're LeBron James at 33 years of age if you go to the Los Angeles Lakers. You and Kyle Kuzma basically play the same position, and he's the best player on their team right now. The team, they want it to belong to Lonzo Ball. I mean, they'd like it to belong to LeBron James. But in the long term, they'd like it to belong to Lonzo Ball. But he's an immature kid in some ways. And a mature kid in other ways. Right now, the Lakers actually asked him and Kyle Kuzma to tone it down because they're goofing on each other, and they're throwing back insults over a rap song that Lonzo Ball put out there. You know, because everybody's a rapper, and it's escalated, and they're having fun, and you know. There were little personal things that started to come out. And, you know, underneath, people always say it, but there is a reality to it. Underneath humor, there's always a grain of truth. So the Lakers have asked him to tone it down. Kyle Kuzma's mother said to tone it down. Everybody's had their fun, now go back to work. And when mom talks, people listen. And the other aspect of it, too, is you've got a relatively untested coach who came under fire from one of the star players' fathers. You also have LeBron having to make a decision as to where he wants to go. You have Paul George making a decision on where he wants to go, and that's the name that's not talked about very often. Paul George is a much better fit with the Lakers than LeBron James. And as I know that sounds weird, but Paul George is still in his prime, and Paul George can play the two. And yes, I know it's a fluid NBA. Everybody's on the court. You go small, blah, 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 blah. I get that. But they talk about the fact that LeBron has to have the ball in his hand. It's going to stunt the growth of Ball. It's also going to stunt the growth of Kuzma, who I think, aside from Donovan Mitchell, was the best rookie in the NBA last year. All due respect to the guy who's going to win it, Ben Simmons. Simmons would be third on my list. If I had a vote, Donovan Mitchell, number one. Kuzma, number two. Ben Simmons, number three. Because as good as Simmons was, he had a huge slump in the middle of the year. He can't shoot. And I think Kuzma at this point is the better all-around player. Now, the unique player is Ben Simmons because of the fact he's a legitimate 6'10" point guard. Which, that's going to be nightmares for the NBA forever if he develops any level of a mid-range shot. There will be no way to guard him. But I look at this Laker team, and I see what they're trying to do. And I'm saying, yeah, okay, be careful about bringing LeBron in. Because, yeah, he'll make them better. There's no question about it. For the 2 years. But the kids are going to resent it. They are. I mean, they'll all say the right thing playing with LeBron. But don't forget, and we were talking about Kyrie Irving in the last segment. Look around, turn around, look at Kyrie Irving. And he wanted out of Cleveland. And it wasn't because he hated LeBron, because he left it open in the interview he had yesterday. Yeah, I'm open to playing with him. But he wanted to be his own man on his own team and lead a team, which he was doing with Boston. So, you know, you got these two young stars. And that's the other thing, too. I you know, if you're LeBron and you're sitting there, you're not coming in as the teacher. This is a mercenary decision. Show me the money. And he's going to get paid. I mean, you know, Cleveland can offer him the most amount of money. And he can leverage them into doing that. I mean, he, you know, realistically, he could come out with a 5-year max deal. Now, he'd be 38 years old at the end of said deal. And quite frankly, that would be the only way that Cleveland would have the hammer, is to sign him to the extension. Give him a 5-year max, which would put them in salary cap hell forever. Dan Gilbert would be paying interest on the interest on the interest. But there would be no opt-outs. And he would be locked into playing at Cleveland for the rest of his career, which I'm not so sure he wants to do. Even though reports are that Larry Nance Jr. is about to get an extension. Which would be a good move on their part. Now they have to find a coach who could actually use him. But that being said, and I don't mean to get aside here, Philly's the best fit. Short-term deal, opt out, go to Philly, win a championship, go home. Now, Charles, of course, says, nah, not going to happen. Well, don't kid yourself, might happen. It's going to be intriguing. It's going to be intriguing. Now, nurse, there's a new nurse up in Toronto. They got a coach, Nikki Nurse. Man, there's so much humor there. They went in-house. They went with an assistant. This is one of those deals that obviously, they talk to the players. He's been an assistant with them for a while, but he signed a 3-year deal to take over Toronto. They're going to announce it officially today. He's well-respected around the league. He's young at 50. He was a longtime assistant under Dwayne Casey. Spent a decade coaching in Europe. Won a Coach of the Year in the British Basketball League. Bunch of titles in the G League. G League, C League, B League, A, yeah, okay. But the coaching carousel is now there. Pierce in Atlanta, Borrego in Charlotte, Casey in Detroit, Bickerstaff in Memphis, the nurse, Kaskasov, Clifford, the Big Red Dog, Fizdale, and Budenholzer. So it's filled. You know, the thing that I did find interesting about the hirings this year, and it shows you the direction the league's going in, there's a ton of guys that were hired with overseas experience and with European experience, G League experience, in other words, working your way up through the minors. So, interesting stuff. When we come back, a little more NBA before we slide over to the National Football League. I'm Bob Black. This is the Sports Attack here on Sports Overnight America.
Sixers running Simmons long with Redick in the backcourt. Guy's got it now in Embiid in the middle. He's got a mismatch and he promptly throws it down on the face of Paul Millsap. Joel Embiid, maybe that gets the Sixers going.
And when you look over at the Nuggets bench, all the Nuggets are looking at one another without saying a word.
And a timeout called by Denver.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Center, first and 10 at Green Bay's 30. Play fake to Barber. Winston loses his footing, sidesteps pressure, then gets hit from behind, tripped up, and the ball's free. Picked up by the Packers. A rumble by Panfield, the guard. Near left to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! A rip all the way back as Dean Lowry treks it back 62 yards. The big fella rumbling down the near left sideline, and the Packers pour it on 16-7, 4:17 to go in the second quarter.
Third down and about 3.5 from the 21. McCoy in the backfield takes the handoff, runs up the middle, breaks a tackle. He's inside the 10, cuts to the left, into the end zone. Buffalo wins 21-yard touchdown run by the Bills. They win it in overtime, 13-7. And a whole host of Bills are diving all over the snow and chasing down LeSean McCoy in the left corner of the end zone as the Bills pull it out in overtime.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
You're back with the Attack, Black. You, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's part of the Sports Overnight America cluster. And you know something, you look at what's going on and NBA draft right around the corner, and I'm not going to break it down now. We'll have plenty of time to do that in the upcoming week. However, when you have young teams that are trying to get better, you look at the overall needs for particular teams, and there's all kinds of breakdowns going on all over the place right now. But you know, the top of this draft is so strong. There are so many players that can impact in the NBA at the top of this draft. There's going to be some busts, too. There always are. But when you're looking at it, I mean, I'm seeing just at the top, 5 to 7 can't-miss guys. And when I mean can't miss, I'm talking about not just making the league, making a team, whatever the circumstances are. Because that's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is impact in the NBA for extended period of time kind of guys. I mean, I think that DeAndre Ayton is going to be a big man. And the evolution of the big man, the big lumbering big man, is gone. There's a few of them left in the league, and they still have their place. But if you can't run, jump, and shoot, and I'm talking center big men, not power forward big men, although that matters there too. But I'm talking about the legit 7 foot guys, 6'11 guys, 7'1", 7'2". If you can't run and jump, there's no place for you in this league. I mean, there is. You're the oofy doofy off the bench. But the non-athletic guy is done in the NBA. I mean, I talked about it before with Brook Lopez, who's an athletic guy. But the only reason why he's going to play in this league next year, and like I said, if you're missing a piece, go after him. If you're Danny Ainge, go after him. Brook Lopez went from, and this started in his next to last year with the Nets, of not being able to make a three to become a fairly prolific outside shooter. A legit 7-footer with game from the perimeter. You have to have it. If you don't, they're not going to use you. And even last year with the Lakers, his average wasn't much because they were looking to break into younger kids, but he shot 34.5% from three-point range. And he doesn't miss from down low. He's going to find a home somewhere. I mean, he's, you know, again, he's no kid anymore. He's 30 years old. He'll be 31 when the season starts. But somebody's going to use him. He's had a solid NBA career. He's an 18-point scorer. Never rebounded like a 7-footer should, but, you know, wasn't part of his repertoire. But if I'm Danny Ainge, oh, please. Please. I'd get him at the right deal. And by the way, after that middle stretch of his career, where he had foot injuries and he was hurt, you know, he's been very durable. Since 2014, 2015, he's played 70-plus games a year. You sign him to a nice little 2-year, 3-year deal, bird exemption, whatever you want to use on him. And he's got that nice little outside shot, him and Al Horford operating together. inside, outside with the point. You know, they get good fit, good fit. But back to the draft. You look at the top. Now, I you know, depending on which boards you go to, they have Trae Young anywhere from 3 to 9. I'm not as high on him, but it seems as if in the individual workouts that have been going on so far and the combine that they had, that they're, a lot of teams are starting to look at him as an impact player, a Steph Curry kind of player. Time will tell. You know, he got shut down pretty effectively the second half of the year with OU, but then again, OU had no other players, or at least elite players, on that basketball team. So I'm sure they're taking that into account. But when you look at the top of this draft, and you look at DeAndre Ayton, and you look at Marvin Bagley, and you look at Michael Porter, if the back's healthy, and you look at Mohamed Bamba, who's an athletic freak, and you look at Doncic, who won his championship and was the most valuable player over in his league. I mean, you are talking about guys who have the opportunity to be elite. Elite. And it's going to go deep. Mikal Bridges, Wendell Carter, Miles Bridges, Jaren Jackson Jr. I don't know if Jaren Jackson Jr. is ever going to be a star, but he's one of those guys. And this particular board I'm looking at, they got him going to Memphis. You know, he could end up being Zach Randolph. Zach Randolph ain't going to the Hall of Fame, but all Zach Randolph did for the length of his entire NBA career was give you 20 points and 10 rebounds every single night without ever lifting more than an inch off the floor. There is huge potential for this class to be one of the great classes. And as I said, when we get closer, it's one of those things that we'll end up talking about more and more. And right now, everybody's, you know, filling in space. They're you know, big board wings, big board point guards, point, you know, blah, 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 blah. But there is a ton of talent. A ton of talent. And again, the individual workouts have mattered here. Now on the common, which I love, NBA.com. They go consensus. They have a bunch of guys that are doing a bunch of things. Most of them have DeAndre Ayton going number one and Luka Doncic going number two to the Kings. Meh, not so sure. Marvin Bagley the third. Moving up the food chain. Jaren Jackson, that's pretty consensus going to the Grizz. And number five, most people have Mo Bamba going in the Mavericks, which to me makes a ton of sense. Because Dirk can still play, but he gets exposed on the outside. He can't guard anybody anymore. If you could get one more year out of him at power forward and let Mo be your swat everything away guy in the middle while he develops offensively, you got the start of something really good down there with the two of them and Dennis Smith Jr. And Dirk will finally fade away after next year, probably. Trae Young to the Magic. Wendell Carter to the Bulls. They got a misprint there with Trae Young going again, so evidently he can be in two places. Colin Sexton going to the Knicks, which may very well happen. The only problem with that is that for a team that has 0 3-point shooting capability, except for Porzingis, who probably won't play at the best until after Christmas next year. He can't shoot the three. It's something he's going to have to work on. Miles Bridges, you know, it's all good from there. But, I mean, you're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, minimum of 6 guys that are going to have a major impact. And then, you know, when you slide down further into the draft, there's always guys who develop. That people draft in the first round, but they're raw, or they're, you know, bit of a bad rep or whatever the circumstances are. I mean, there's guys that can do it. And we're going to find out. Now, personally, if I'm the Knicks, I love Colin Sexton. He's athletic. But if Mikal Bridges is there, I grab him. He has the versatility to play the small guard, the shooting guard and the small forward. He's the best two-way player there. He actually plays defense. And if you're going to draw a comparison to anybody, and granted it's a long way away, but you draw the comparison to Kawhi Leonard. And if you can somehow get the next Kawhi Leonard in the draft and you're the New York Knicks, go for it. This is a process anyway. If you're not sure about your point guard, for crying out loud, grab the player that you need. We'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And, you know, well, I promise you a little bit of NFL. We'll give you a little bit of NFL. Mini camps. There's some good things going on out there. First of all, Carson Wentz got reps, which if you're an Eagle fan, okay. Okay. That's what you want to see. Nick Foles is probably going to start the season as the starter, but Wentz obviously is not far away. There's no quarterback controversy. Not in Philly. Uh-uh. It's Carson Wentz's team. But they're real glad that they have Nick Foles in the fold. Kirk Cousins threw 2 picks in the red zone. Shocking. Can't be happy if you're Minnesota. At least one of the fans. Because this is exactly what his problem was with the Redskins. He had a productive day. They were happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All good. Most important to me, Andrew Luck threw at minicamp. Now, it was a high school football, a little smaller, but he threw, and he looked pretty good. Exhale a little bit if you're the Colts, but not too much because he still has a long way to go. You got to be rooting for this kid at this point. Guy's a Hall of Fame talent. Hall of Fame talent. That has taken such a pounding, they don't know what to do. We're tapping out right here. We'll be back right after this.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Ann Donovan passed away. Hall of Famer, Olympic gold medalist, legendary figure. Died of heart failure at 56. Naismith Hall of Fame, FIBA Hall of Fame in 2015. 6'8" center, played for Old Dominion with Nancy Lieberman. 20 points, 14 boards in her college career. Terrific player. Quite a loss. She just, like I said, legendary. Went up the food chain completely. Coaching women's basketball. Coached in the WNBA with the Seattle Storm. Won a championship in 2004. She was a true pioneer. Coached with USA Basketball. The Old Dominion ties are pretty strong. I mean, when Lieberman and Donovan were there, they were quite the dynasty. And she brought something special to the table as a basketball coach and player. It's a sad story. She's gone way too soon. Way too soon. 56 years of age. Yeah. Seton Hall. Whole nine yards. It was tough. Two NCAA Final Fours were hosted by an ODU. Heck of a team. Heck of a team. Anyway, that's it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you stay tuned for the Jefe and then Craig Carton following him here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Have a great day, everybody.